I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is September 17th, 1952, and the title is The Sunny Side Scrap. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for being a member.
Kellogg Sugar Pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg Sugar Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Sunny Side Scrap. Moms love Pops. Kids love Pops. Pops love Pops. Just about everybody loves Kellogg's Sugar Pops. Eat them out of the box like a snack, or enjoy them out of a bowl with a little milk or cream. Remember, with Kellogg's Sugar Pops, you never have to add any sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. Good just any time you feel hungry. Make it a point to enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Pops soon. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his square-shooting deputy Jingles had been after the Blue Neckerchief gang of bank robbers for weeks. Then one day, the two law partners got a tip that the Blue Neckerchief gang was planning to rob the bank in Angel's Fork. After hours of hard riding, Wild Bill and Jingles pulled their lathered horses down to a walk at the edge of the dusty cowtown just in time to become involved in the Sunny Side Scrap.
Oh, Buckshot. Easy now, boy.
Oh, Joker. Well, looks like we got here in time, Bill. I don't see any bank robbing going on. Looks nice and quiet.
Yeah, maybe it's too quiet, partner. Who are there, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker. What do you mean, Bill?
Look down the street.
I'm looking and I don't see nothing.
See that pair of hombres loafing near the corner of the bank?
Yeah. What about them?
Now look across the street from the bank. There's two more. You notice anything strange about the tall one?
Hey, Billy's wearing a blue neckerchief.
That's right, and so is that Big Jasper riding in from the other end of town.
You reckon it's them, Bill, the blue neckerchief gang?
Well, we had a tip they were going to rob the bank here today.
What are we going to do, Bill?
We'll start down the street toward the bank slowly.
Yeah?
And keep your eyes on that bunch of men. If they start to move toward the bank, then
Bill, Bill, look. They're closing in right now.
Yeah, looks like now is when we're going to acting, partner.
Bill, who's doing that shooting?
That came from this end of the street. Look over there at the hardware store.
Hey, you old mountain goat, what do you think you're doing?
I got your window that time, Buggy. Next time I'm going to ventilate your hide.
You're going to pay for that window, Tom, or I'll take it out of your skin.
Bill, what's going on here?
I don't know.
Hey, look, the bank robbers have stopped.
Yeah, if they were bank robbers.
Well, they're looking this way.
I guess they didn't expect this any more than we did.
Well, now, we don't know whether that's the Blue Neckerchief gang or not.
That'll have to wait. Let's find out what's eating these two Jaspers. Get around there, Buckshot.
Yeah, come on, Joker. All right, you two old chipmunks. Drop them shooting irons and come parading out here in the street where I can get a look at you.
Yo, go shook your head, Balloonie.
You don't scare him much, Pardon.
Well, I will scare him, doggone it. Now, Dad, blame it, you two get out here. If I have to come after you, I'll crack your heads together till you jaw your granddaddy's clear back to Adam.
If you're looking for trouble, turn around and look down the street. Looks like there's plenty of it coming your way.
Huh?
Looks like he's right, Jingles. That gang must have gotten over that surprise. They're heading this way.
We're caught right in the middle.
Here we go, partner.
Now, doggone it. This is getting too hot for comfort. What are those coyotes shooting at us for?
Maybe they didn't like being interrupted.
Well, I'll interrupt them. They can't go using me for a target and get away with it. Take this, you varmint!
Easy, partner.
Yeah, Bill, maybe I was too hasty. Do you reckon we could find some cover until we can talk to them a little?
Now, that might be a good idea. Just to give them the notion, let's pick off a hat or two.
Well, you go right ahead and pick off the hats, Bill, and I'll look for a place to hide out.
You know, a lot of the fellas down at the bunkhouse think I'm a magician. Heard them talking about it yesterday. They say they've never seen anyone that can make Kellogg's Sugar Pops disappear as fast as I can. Well, that sure isn't magic. That's pure enjoyment. The kind of enjoyment I like to have often. You ought to have them often yourself. When it comes time for breakfast, have your Kellogg Sugar Pops out of a bowl with just a little milk or cream. Or when you have those between meals hunger pangs, just fetch down that box of Sugar Pops and grab yourself a few handfuls. Good either way. And you never have to add sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. Tell Mom to latch onto a package of Kellogg's Sugar Pops for you when she goes to the store. Right now, how about singing along in our song?
Yippee! Sugar Pops!
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh boy, they're neat!
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
Be sure you're around later on in the show when I tell you all about a very special offer you won't want to miss out on.
While Bill Hickok and Jingles, following the tip that the Blue Neckerchief Gang was going to rob the bank at Angel's Fork, arrived just in time to land in the middle of a street gun battle. They were riding to take cover when suddenly the shooting stopped.
Hold it, Jingles.
But Bill, I don't want to get shot at.
They've stopped shooting.
Huh? Yeah. Now, what do you reckon made them stop?
They're heading back for the horses. All but one.
Yeah, and he's coming this way. Oh, but he don't look like one of the gang. Ain't he dressed up fancy like a riverboat gambler?
He may be just that, but before he gets here, let's find out about those two old gents who started all the shooting.
Doggone it, I almost forgot about them. Now, like I said, you two, come parading out here. I want a word with you. I'm the law.
Aren't you forgetting me, Jing?
Yeah, I reckon I did for a minute there, Bill. Come on, shake a leg, you two. I got you covered, and Wild Bill Hickok wants to talk to you.
Yeah, well, who? Wild Bill Hickok. Well, now, why didn't you say so? Everybody wants to talk to Wild Bill Hickok anytime. But I don't reckon conversation with a big buffalo like you would profit a man nothing.
Now, hold on there.
Never mind, Jingles.
Did I hear you say this gent's name was Wild Bill Hickok?
You sure did, and I'm Jingles.
Do tell. What's that prove?
Well, now, Well, it don't prove nothing, I reckon.
I thought so.
Mr. Hickok, my name is Tom Short. I run the general store.
And my name's Buggy Bryan. I run the harness shop across the street along with the hardware store.
Yeah, they call him Buggy because his eyes bug out like a rabbit when he's scared.
Short, you'd better quit talking about me that way. Next time I'm going to plug you.
Bryan, you couldn't hit the broadside of a barn if you was locked up in it.
What's this shooting about, gents?
Yeah, what's the feud about?
Well, Short started it.
No, Bryan started it. He gets a sudden notion he wants the sunny side of the street, and I got it.
This looks like a private fight, partner. Guess we better keep out of it.
Yeah, as long as nobody gets hurt. But this ain't telling us nothing we want to know.
Yeah, gents. I'm looking for some information.
Well, if it's information you want, stranger, you're not going to get much of it out of these two old coots. Maybe I can help you. I'm Archibald Ness.
Archibald? Now, if that ain't a name. Archibald! Ow! Hey, cut that out. You just missed my big toe.
Well, let's just be careful about how you bandy my name about, stranger, or I'm liable to puncture that big balloon you got your belt wrapped around.
I wouldn't be so free with my guns if I were you, Ness.
And who's going to stop me?
I'm just warning you, that's all. I don't like having my partner shot at.
No man buffaloes me, stranger. If you feel you got a call to stop me from doing anything I'm doing, just reach for your hog leg.
I'm not looking for gunplay. It's just a warning.
Well, I don't take a warning from no man. I reckon we might as well settle that right now.
Bill! Well, that's what you get for trying to draw on Wild Bill Hickok.
Hickok? Well now, Marshal, I didn't know you were around these parts. Never having seen you before, I guess I made a mistake, and I want to apologize.
Well, now, ain't he become a sugar jar awful fast?
Let it go, Jingles. That's all right, Mr. Ness. I guess we understand each other now. Maybe you could tell me what that bunch of Jaspers down the street meant with that shooting.
Well, I reckon these two old coots surprise the boys, little Marshal, and when they get surprised, the first thing they do is reach for a gun. But I stopped them. They won't cause any more trouble.
Oh, they answer to you, huh?
Yep. I'm the kingpin around Angel Fork. What I say goes. I own most of this town except the bank, so I reckon you and your partner can go along now, Marshal. We won't be needing the law around here.
Maybe I'm a better judge of that, Mr. Ness.
Well, suit yourself, Marshal, but you could be making a mistake. Like I say, I'm all the law we need around here.
Now, Bill, what do you reckon he meant by that?
I don't know, Jingles. But I'm just curious enough to stick around tonight and find out.
Well, I wouldn't do that if I was you, Marshal.
Sure, it's right, Marshal. I ain't never seen nobody, lawman or not, buck Archibald Ness and get away with it. If I was you, I'd leave town and set up a dust trail they could see for miles.
Well, now, gents, I sure do appreciate your concern. But I got a curiosity bump as big as an eagle's egg. So I reckon we're staying right here. All right, Jingles, hold it. We can see this down the street from here.
You reckon they'll make another try at that bank, Bill?
If that's the Blue Neckerchief Gang and they're after that bank, we can expect something to happen before the night's over.
And you're still set on getting into it?
We came here to catch that gang, didn't we?
Yeah, but I seem to have lost my appetite for it.
Quiet, Jingles.
Now, who's that?
Somebody ran into the back of Brand's harness shop.
Doggone it, I wish we could get just one thing at a time going on around here.
Yeah, I do too, partner. Looks like those men are crowding in closer to the bank down the street.
Yeah, those horses are all standing around ready to ride.
Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
If they're going after that bank, I don't want any more interruptions.
What are you getting at, Bill?
I wonder if that was Tom Short that ran into the back of Brian's harness shop.
Doggone it, if they start another commotion with that Bandy Rooster feud they've got on going on, we never will catch the Blue Neckerchief Gang.
Just what I was thinking. Come on.
Are you going into the harness shop, Bill?
We sure are.
It's dark in here.
Quiet now.
Strike a match.
Yeah. Here's one.
All right, stand where you are.
Don't shoot me. I didn't do nothing.
There's a lamp, Jingle. Stick that match to it.
Mr. Hickok, what's the meaning of this?
Doggone it, Bill. We were excited about nothing. This here's old Buggy Bryan, and it's his store. Well, I reckon he had a right to come in here.
Sure I did. Now, what do you want with me?
What's making you so nervous, Mr. Bryan?
We just scared him, Bill. Come on, let's go back out and watch for those bank robbers. We're liable to miss something.
Just a minute, Jingles.
Fire! Help! The store's on fire! Help!
Bill,
help!
Did you hear that?
Yeah, partner, come on. Sounded like it came from across the street.
Come on, Brian. If there's a fire, you can help us put it out.
Sure.
There it is, Jingles. It's in Short's general store, around in the back.
Yeah, doggone it. I wish things would settle down around here. Fires, bank robbers, feuding old coots, more commotion than you'd find if you turned a couple of rattlesnakes loose in a ladies' aid meeting. Now, Dad Burnett, that's the last straw.
That shot came from down the street, Jingles. Well, come on, let's see about this fire first.
Don't look like much to me.
Hey, my store's on fire. Here, grab a bucket.
Oh, I can stomp that little blaze out with my bare feet.
Well, go ahead. My feet ain't that big.
You keep insulting me and I'll let it burn down.
Yeah, I got a bucket of water.
That'll take care of it. What are you raising so much sand about a little thing like that for, Tom?
Well, what do you want me to do, let the store burn down? He said it. That's what he done. He said it, and I can prove it.
Who?
Buggy Bryan, that's who.
I did not do it. I didn't do it. And you can't prove it, you old goat.
I can, too. You bring him in here in the light, Mr. Hickok.
All right, Mr. Bryan. Come on in.
I didn't do it, I tell you.
How are you going to prove it?
Look at them jeans he's wearing.
What you mean?
Yeah, you see that white stuff on his shoes and on the bottom of them jeans?
Yeah, what about it?
That's flour. That's my flour. Now come here and I'll show you. There, you see? You see that flour I spread around on the ground? That's where he set the fire and he's got the proof right on him.
Well, I didn't mean to burn it down.
Well, when you start a little flame flickering, what you mean to burn down don't mean a thing. Reckon I'd better take him to jail, Bill.
If you take me, you got to take Short. He broke my window yesterday.
We can into that in the morning, partner. Right now, we got bigger business, and Short's little trick with that flower gives me a pretty good idea. Come on, we got work to do.
Bill, I'm getting tired of lugging this sack of flour around the night. Where are we going?
Right here to the bank, Jingles.
You're taking a sack of flour to deposit in the bank? Bill, you've gone crazy.
Quiet, partner. We don't want anybody to hear us.
I don't get you, Bill.
We're going to go in the back door of this bank, Jingles. Only we're not taking something out, we're putting something in.
Well, if we're going to take him a present of some flour, it would have been nicer if you'd let me bake him a batch of biscuits.
I don't think biscuits would work, Jingles. This trick needs flour, just plain flour. Let's see how good we are at breaking into a bank.
Out of the bank vault.
Bill, somebody's here before us.
Quiet, partner.
Doggone it anyway.
Somebody's coming in the back door, boys. Blast
him! Bill!
Give him another blast!
Jingles, rip open that sack of flour.
Now?
Yeah.
Blast away, I said.
Now throw that sack of flour, Jingles.
Okay, here goes.
Hey, what's this? It's blasting powder. It got all over me.
Come on, let's get out of here. Shoot your way out.
Bill, they're getting away. I can't see them in the dark.
Come on, get your horses. Throw them there all the way.
Hey, buckaroos. You ever think of finding buried treasure? Pirate's gold, huh? Well, would you like to have your brand on a Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and secret treasure guide? There's just nothing like it, north or south of the Rio Grande. Now, the map itself is powerful big and full of dozens of exciting, colorful pictures. Pictures of cowboys, Indians, and even pirates. And this isn't the kind of map you'll be wanting to fold up and put away in a drawer somewhere. No, sir, Wranglers. You see, this Wild Bill Hickok treasure map just about pinpoints for you many of the best-known treasure locations in the whole United States. Places that are scattered in every state from coast to coast. Then, to make this offer even better, you'll also get a secret treasure guide. A guide that lists and describes more than 300 different treasures, some in every state. Now, you can have more fun with this map and guide than a yearling calf. Now, here's what you do to get yourself a Wild Bill Hickok map and secret treasure guide. Just send 25 cents in coin, along with your name, address, and one Kellogg's Sugar Pops box top to Kellogg's, Box 320, Battle Creek, Michigan. That's Kellogg's, Box 320, Battle Creek, Michigan. But do it today so that you'll be one of the first in your neighborhood to own a Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and secret treasure guide. This offer is good only in those areas permitting such offers.
Bent on trying a trick to catch the bank robbers, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were taking a sack of flour into the back of the bank when they surprised the robbers in the act of taking the money from the vault. Just as Jingles threw the sack of flour, the bandits broke for the street and their horses with Bill and Jingles right behind them.
There they go, Bill!
All right, man.
Come on, Jingles, let's get our horses.
All right, Bill, but I'm getting awful tired of this running around at night. I don't know who's doing what, least of all me.
Save your breath, partner. Looks like we're in for a chase.
Doggone it, Bill, I'm getting tired of riding.
Stay with it, partner. We're gaining on them.
You You don't have to tell me that. The dust clouds are getting so thick. I'm about to choke to death.
Wait a minute, Jingles.
Oh, Joker. What are we stopping for, Bill?
Look up there at that peak to your right, silhouetted against the sky.
That one that looks like an eagle's crest?
That's the one.
Well, what about it?
When we rode out of town, that peak was on our left.
Well, now, what? Well, I'll be doggone. Bill, you mean those sidewinders have taken us in a great big circle?
Looks like that's what they're doing, Jingles. They're heading back for town.
Why, those low-down coyotes. I could have sat right there in an easy chair and waited for them to come home to roost. Well, I hope I get my hands on them.
I hope you do, too.
Only trouble is, I wouldn't know them if I saw them.
I think you would, partner. Come on. Let's go, Buckshot.
Stay with him, Joker. Where are we going, Bill?
Back to town by the shortest route we can find, and we've got to ride hard to beat those jostlers back to Angel's Fork. Hi, Buckshot, hi!
We're heading for the barn, Joker. Stretch out! Ha ha ha! Bill, this is silly. We're sitting out here waiting for somebody, and we don't know who we're waiting for.
Sit down in that rocking chair, Jingles. It won't be long.
Oh, well, now that you put it that way.
Might as well be comfortable.
Oh, sure. But why'd we come back here to the hotel porch?
I've just got a hunch that this is where our bank robbers are going to spend the night, unless we change their minds.
Well, if I've got anything to do with it, they're going to spend the night in jail. I'm getting tired of running around chasing those Gila monsters.
Well, partner, if things work out right, that's just where they'll be. Because here they come now.
What makes you so sure?
Oh, it's about time for them.
Well, boys, I reckon we...
Good evening, Mr. Ness.
Hickok, what are you doing here?
Thought I'd drop over to pass the time of day.
Yeah, that's right. Huh, Bill?
Never mind, partner. Oh. I think Mr. Ness gets the idea.
I can't say I do, Hickok.
Well, bring your boys and come on in the hotel and we'll talk about it.
I don't know what you're getting at, Marshal, but it's too late in the evening to start playing games.
Well, Mr. Ness, I thought maybe you just might be able to help me out on a little proposition.
Hickok, I told you before, we don't have any need for your services around here. I'm the law.
Hey, Bill, look at all that white stuff on the front of his coat.
I'm looking. All right, you coyotes, reach for the ceiling.
Blast him, boys!
All right, now, like Bill said before you made that foolish move, reach for the ceiling, you dad-blasted long-eared razorbacks, or I'm going to rivet your ears together with some lead.
Now, that's better. Huh. All right, you with that blue neckerchief around your neck. I'll take that money sack. Just throw it over here on the floor.
Well, Bill, I guess we got the blue neckerchief gang all right.
I don't know what you mean.
I reckon you do.
That's right, Archibald. Yeah, you got the evidence all over your shirt front, and we got the money. When I threw that sack of flour, I dusted you all like a bunch of clowns. Well, that was a pretty good trick at that, Bill.
Yeah. It didn't work out quite like we planned it, partner, but it worked just the same.
Now, doggone it, what's that?
Sounds like our two friends up the street are at it again, partner. You take these jaspers to jail, and I'll go up and have a talk with Tom Short and Buggy Bryan.
No, Bill. Let's put it the other way around. You take these coyotes to the calaboose, and I'll go up and talk to those two feather-headed galoots. And if they don't listen to what I have to say, I'm going to get another sack of flour and teach them both to play patty cake, baker's man.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. Andy and I'll be back again on Friday.
And we have a pip of a story for you all about a big swindle. It's called The Secret of Mile High Rock.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
Right. It's the great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Sugar Pops are great. So long.
See you Friday.
Yes, sir. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Forrest Lewis, Herb Vigran, and Barney Phillips. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Don't forget to listen Friday, same time, same station, when Wild Bill Hickok learns the secret of Mile High Rock. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal. And Kellogg's Corn Flakes, America's favorite ready-to-eat cereal.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.